Welcome to Lanyup, a program about events, issues, and people. And I'm joined today by Gerinda Stone and Dr. Bill Rambin. We'll be talking today about the Monroe Symphony League Book Fair. Welcome to KEDM.
Thank you.
Hey, Corey.
Glad y'all are here. And I know you're busy because the book room is always hopping. Tell me what time is the book fair coming up this upcoming week?
Right now, it's upon us. We have a full day on Saturday, June the 3rd, from 9 to 5, and then Sunday afternoon from 1 to 5. And then we give you another two full days on Friday, June the 9th, and Saturday, June the 10th. And we are bursting at the seams.
So this Saturday and Sunday, then next Friday and Saturday, and I know you got Dr. Rambin here working hard. He's worked up a sweat already today. I hear you've been carrying a lot of books around getting ready for this thing.
Have been doing that for sure. We get donations from people, and they bring them in to us. We're open on every Wednesday from 9 to 1, and we receive books from anybody that wants to give us books, records, anything they want to get rid of or are willing to donate and contribute, we take. And I will mention that the first day of our sale, there is a $2 entry fee. It's only the first day, and that's a premium that a lot of people are willing to pay.
And we're talking about, I've been to the book sale many times, and I've got a house full of books that hopefully I'll one day get to. You're talking about books that maybe $30, $40, $50 on the shelf, and then you come into the Monroe Symphony League book sale, and how much are we talking about there?
We have what's called the goodie section, which are books that have been published in the last several years. And the highest price book in that area is $3.
So it could be like a $50, $60 book at the fancy bookstore.
Right. And in your place, also in that area called the Goody area, she has a tremendous number of Louisiana authors. So if you're making a collection, that is definitely the place to stop.
Now, it's not just books, though. There are other things that you guys get into the book sale.
And we forget to say that. We have a whole nother building. It's called our Annex. And it is full of current magazines. And you can get Martha or Simple or Travel for 25 cents a copy. And watch for the bundle deal. They will bundle up magazines and sell
National
them.
National Geographic's by the score. I mean, you can get the entire National Geographic history.
Well, that's pretty neat. One of the intriguing things to me, of course, all the monies raised from this go to help the Monroe Symphony and help make great music.
Right.
One of the things you sell is music.
I would say 90% of the money that we give to the symphony goes to the general fund, but we also support their sound safari, which is bringing the children out to ULM. And we also have a youth competition. Students from three state area come and compete and perform with the symphony. And we're also sponsoring the thing that's going on concurrently this weekend, New Music on the Bayou. We are a supporter of that. So we have lots of good causes and support good music in the community. And we do that by selling a bunch of books to you, the supporter of the book fair. We have hardbacks and paperbacks and fiction and nonfiction and every genre. And like I say, it's not a garage sale. You're not digging through boxes. It's organized. It's up on the shelf in most instances by the author. And you need to come see the books.
Now, we need to tell folks this because we just assume that they know where the book room is, and they may not. So, Dr. Rambin, where is the Monroe Symphony League Book Fair taking place?
The address technically is 320 North 4th Street. But it's right across the street from where Gannett used to publish the Monroe New Star. And the building is still occupied, but it's the old New Star building.
Right across the street from the New Star building. And you can't miss it. It says book, what does it say, book fair? Book room? What does it say
on
the door?
Yeah, and a mural on the wall. Yeah. So you'll see the cars and you'll see the people lined up the first day around the building.
Okay, so that's this Saturday, begins at 9 a.m., 9 to 5, Sunday 1 to 5, and Saturday's got that extra $2 premium, but you get the best pick of the latest, coolest stuff
people
before it gets picked
over.
People
stand in line. They stand in line at the cookbooks. They stand in line, would you believe, at the nonfiction. So there are just all sorts of goodies coming, including biographies and children's and classics and cookbooks and crafts, all sorts of good stuff.
You came one time. You brought me a picture of a duck. I have it here somewhere in my pile of stuff because I haven't got quite moved in. I'll get him hung on the wall. Artwork. You still have any artwork down there?
And lots.
Prints. That was Jerry Haynes. We have a lot of Jerry Haynes prints, and we have other odd and assorted artwork. So I think art and books go together. So you can get a nice, nice print and a romantic novel to go with it.
And we also have a great deal of media, every kind of media. In fact, it depends on what we've got on hand, but we have had an assortment of the old wax tubes.
The old Edison cylinders.
Yes, cylinders. And we have 8-track takes from time to time. But we also have the latest DVDs, CDs, and everything else. Sheet music, books about music.
LPs,
gosh. And they're becoming very popular now.
People don't realize that albums are cool again. We actually still, from time to time, when I open the mail, we'll get albums in here at the radio station. So, folks, if you're looking for music, books, artwork, CDs, DVDs, magazines.
And a wonderful in-depth religious section.
Okay.
We have ministers come in. We have school teachers come in. We have textbooks, and particularly the homeschoolers are enchanted with that collection.
Well, that sounds really neat, and I will try to get by this weekend and check it out. Jorinda Stone, Bill Rammann are with us. Jorinda, again, the days of the book fair.
This weekend, Saturday, June the 3rd, and Sunday, June the 4th in the afternoon, and the following Friday and Saturday, 9th and 10th.
And
see us.
Dr. Rammann, where do they go?
To North 4th Street. The address is 320. You can't miss it. There are murals on the sides of the building, and there's a big sign on the 4th Street entry.
You can find out more about the Monroe Symphony League Book Fair at our website, kedm.org.